This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Away. Away makes first-class luggage at coach prices that allow you to charge your phone on the go. For $20 off your order, go to awaytravel.com/WDW20 and use the promo code WDW20. That's awaytravel.com/WDW20 and use the promo code WDW20. And now, on with the show.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
It's Wednesday, October 3rd, 2018. This episode 1628 of WDW Today. 1628, Will.
Yeah.
Will Haynes is here.
I'm here.
I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Matt Lott.
Joining us today.
Special guest.
Special guest because the grease is out.
We call him Mr. Coffee.
Mr. Coffee?
Yeah.
Rob Johnston.
Rob Johnston's here.
Excited to be here.
Yeah, you've sat in on a lot of shows just on the other side of the glass.
Long-time listener, first-time complainer.
And Rob just got back from a trip to Walt Disney World. You may be wondering, where is the grease? The Grease is currently in Walt Disney World, and he is sort of, he'll send us text messages with like, here's some ideas of like what's happening, but then quickly he will like say like, don't text me.
Yeah, he's very like, yeah. He could just mute the
he's
conversation.
Like, text me, like, but don't text me. Like,
if you, don't text anymore. I'm going dark.
You can mute and unmute.
That's the one that confused me is when he said, I'm going dark. It was like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What's happening in Disney World that you have to go dark? He was down in the tunnels. I don't know.
I think he was at Morimoto, and he just wanted to
the Utilidors
savor it.
In Morimoto's.
He was deep within those those glorious ribs from Morimoto.
Utilidoramoto.
Utilidoramoto.
It took me a minute there.
Oh, my.
That's a new shirt, the Utilidoramoto.
Mm-hmm.
I made the shirt that says Bread Service and Morimoto and The Void. And Will hates Soren.
Does it look good?
It's too expensive, but yes, it's available. I'm trying to figure out how to make it cheaper because right now it's available. It's on our shop. If you go to our shop, it's there.
We have a shop?
Yeah.
I'm about to buy some stuff.
Hey, I think we have a special guest on this show, though.
Yeah, Rob Justin.
No, we have another special guest.
Yeah, we already introduced him.
Joining by phone.
Via phone. Oh, it's look who it is. It's the Grease.
The Grease.
What's up, boys?
Where are you at?
I am knee-deep right now in Flight of Passage line.
How long have you been waiting?
I've probably been in here about 10 minutes. I got about 55 more minutes to go.
Is it just you in this line?
It is me. My wife graciously said, I'll take the kids and you go do this. I know you want to. And like I about just lost all my tears in my body, but I had already sweated them out, so it was dry.
You are a crier, so it wouldn't have surprised me.
Town crier.
Yeah.
Hey,
but I just wanted to confirm with y'all what going dark meant. Going dark definitely meant I was partaking in some deep rip.
We'll never know.
You're going dark.
I think you're shoulder deep now.
I think Disney doesn't want you to say.
Yeah. Are you there?
Oh, no. Can you hear me now?
Well, yeah. You're in Pandora. Your connection's not so great to other planets.
You figure Pandora, they could build a tower there.
So what'd you say, Grease? Yeah,
drop the salt shaker.
I said I wanted to confirm that going
this sounds like a gimmick that we are making this happen, but every time you talk about it, your connection goes.
So good.
You there? This is great radio.
Hang up, Grease.
It's captivating.
All right, we'll talk to Grease next week. I think this is...
That was fun. Grease, I just liked having the picture for those of you watching on Facebook.
The picture was the best.
I chose that. It was between three. Matt Lott helped me decide.
Oh, he's gone. I just heard it bounce.
Yeah, that was a drop.
Yeah. I heard he didn't love anchor shoes, so we'll see about that. I'm going to spoil it for next week.
Yeah.
He was like,
let's spoil his trip report.
He said,
let's
two and
just
a half
read
stars.
Our text messages.
All right. I'm doing it. All right, I got it.
Which I'll be honest, like, are we in a real, like, what's the scale? Here's my question. On a scale, because he said that was 2.5 stars, is that of, in comparison to the best food or the best food at Disney World? Because I feel like that's a pretty big swing.
I was wondering too. I almost said, is it a 2 out of 3?
Yeah.
Or 10?
Yeah. Are we
17?
I assume 5.
Yeah.
5 star, 4 star? What if it's a Michelin star? Then it's like unbelievable.
Right.
Yeah, a two Michelin star is like one of the best restaurants on earth.
Can you get two Michelin stars?
Yeah, three is the max.
But if you get one, you're like,
if you get a Michelin star, you're one of the best restaurants.
Which is weird because that tire man.
It is the tire man.
I know, and he just doesn't. He looks like he eats junk food.
Yeah.
But a lot of restaurants hate when they get those stars because where do you go from there? Do you lose a star? Do you go up a star? Yeah, it's a lot of
stressful.
You make a wish upon a star.
I'm going to go out on a limb.
Disney restaurant has a Michelin star.
Yeah, that also that Grease saying a two star is not the equivalent of a Michelin two star.
Yeah, I think he meant bad.
Yeah, I think he meant or mediocre.
Yeah, I feel like we might be able to monetize a Grease star system though. Like,
oh,
you know, who's to say?
Who's like to
Hardy's,
say?
That's Hardy's the other is a three Grease.
Do any Disney properties I think have a Michelin
does
star?
Does the chef get the star, or does the restaurant get the star?
It is a star.
I think that's it's the restaurant because it's like it's for their food guide.
Yeah.
Let's check a look. Let's check.
It started when everybody was traveling for business and where they would want to start. Now it's become a
Grease is back.
Thing.
He's back.
I don't know if that's good. Oh, you there, Grease?
Yes, sir. All right, I'm going to go in my spiel real quick just so that y'all don't lose me. Okay.
Okay. Go.
Navi River, sensory overload, awesome town. It was great. Tusker House macaroni and cheese is to die for. The whole experience is fabulous.
Save some of this for next week, Grease.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No.
Give us a few. Yeah.
What's the weather like?
Is it hot there?
Let him finish.
It's hot and humid. It's hot and humid, but it's great. The kids are dang troopers. They're doing awesome. I will say it is really awesome just to, you know, because y'all know a lot about it. Literally coming here and everything. Pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Pretty awesome.
In the void?
Oh, the void was in.
It was. Grace, I love you, but I think it's time we.
Don't call back.
We may have to let you go because it's not good.
All right. See you guys.
Well, he seems so sad. I feel bad. No.
Well, he was excited to tell us everything. He was about to tell us about Oscar Shoes. I can't say that properly, but Oscar Terry cut him off.
Terry, if you wouldn't have interrupted him, we could have heard something.
I know. We would have gotten some sort of good nugget from the Grease.
I can't get my comments. I'm trying to see if anyone... No one said anything, so it's fine.
I said hello.
I see that.
That was me.
But a lot of people are watching, but they just wanted to hear Grease talk.
Yeah.
But Michelin stars. I was looking it up. Is there any Michelin star?
No. There's only like a handful in America.
What's the
chef that is the over the menu for Remy on the Dream and the Fantasy has a star.
Yeah, it says and Monsieur Paul at the France Pavilion has a three Michelin starred chef.
Oh,
but so, it's not for
but it's not
that
for the restaurant. No,
but it's for the chef, which is I think
that would be very disingenuous to
Victorian
try to draw
Albert's
that connection. Though
has a AAA's Five Diamond Award. Which again,
that's a lot easier to get.
You know
get,
what? I'll
though.
Be honest. Both AAA and Michelin, like that side.
What's the connection?
Are still have tires.
Yeah,
they're still.
I was going to say not... AAA is not tires, Logan. They just come and rip
out like, fixture tires.
It's,
tire.
It's vehicles.
I used to have a AAA until it became irrelevant. I only had it for Disney reasons, which was you got better parking, and then they decided we're just going to charge you $35 if you bought your annual passes through AAA. It was sick, and then now they do. Premier parking, which is just another like $15. All right. You just got back from Walt Disney World like 2 weeks ago.
I did.
Like right the day I left, you came back.
Yeah. We just missed each other.
Yeah.
Would have loved to have
you've been going,
some of that with you.
You've been going since you were a kid. Right?
Yeah, since I was a kid. Not as often as obviously I would love to. Everybody'd love to be there all the time, like Terry. I mean, you live a life, Terry. You live the dream. But I got to go with my family, my parents. I hadn't been with them in the
parks.
You're
an adult. I just want to clear that up. Yeah. People are watching.
Yeah.
You went with your parents, but yeah, you're as an adult.
I met them there.
Yes. No, that's fine. I just want to make sure they don't think we have like a 12-year-old on who's like,
do
I went with my parents.
I feel like my voice
your voice
is
lower? Mine hasn't. So it's fine.
So the last time I had been there with my parents was 2001, the week of 9/11, which was a wild time.
Were you
to
there
be
before
the
or after?
We were supposed to fly that day, and they grounded all the flights. So we missed 2 days of our trip, but the minute that the flights came back, my family was there, and it was
I was there then as well.
Pretty empty. Oh, no way. Yeah. Did you start that chant at Fantasmic USA?
No.
USA? No? Okay. All right.
I did dine at Whispering Canyon with one other family.
Yeah.
I was in Orlando, but not there.
Yeah. We were literally one other family for dinner at Whispering Canyon.
It was quiet. Now, I'll say this. I mean, going back at that same week, it was pretty light in the parks. There wasn't a ton of wait times. So.
Beforehand.
What's that? Well, I'm talking now.
Oh, okay.
Cut to
I was confused.
17 years later.
I thought you were talking about the week you were there. The 9/11 week. I mean, there was a terrorist attack. Obviously, that was not good.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of uncertainty, and everybody was on guard. Edge.
But now you're back.
Yeah, I'm back.
In a better time.
Yes. Yeah.
And you got to do a lot of stuff.
I did. For me, it was the first time I had seen Pandora. And I walked away blown away. I mean, usually I can look at things and say, like, I know how they constructed that, or I get the optical illusion there. I have no idea how these engineers did this.
No,
I mean,
it's pretty awesome.
The floating rocks and mountains, and it was unbelievable. So.
Well, I mean, if you look at the floating mountains, you can see it's connected. But okay.
I don't look at them.
But I mean, that looks so much heavier than the... Okay, all right.
They're not floating, Rob.
No, they're not really.
No, I know what you mean.
But they could be.
I will say the perspective of Pandora...
They could be floating.
It drastically changes depending on where you're standing. Because there's some places where you're standing where it's just like, oh, whatever, there's a fountain up there. And then there's some places where you're like, okay, maybe it really is floating. Because it just depending on where you're...
Exactly. Yeah. It was awesome, and I loved the flight... The ride was awesome, but I actually think I really enjoyed the boat ride.
Yeah, the journey.
The journey, yeah.
Same here. Yeah. But you're like me. You're more of a practical, you're a puppet man.
Yeah,
you're
like a puppet man.
Animatronic and like physical effects.
Right. I've never seen an animatronic like I saw in there. And as well as I couldn't tell the difference between some of the projection stuff that was on the ceiling and how they timed the physical things to move. I loved it. I mean, it was unbelievable. I haven't been blown away that much at a Disney, new attraction in a very long time.
You even said you went to Toy Story Land, which a lot of us haven't necessarily fully. I went, but I went briefly.
Yeah.
And you said like the detail stuff is pretty wild.
I mean, there is so much, especially if it was crowded, you might not even see, but they've got Andy's footprints in the concrete as you're walking. Yeah.
If you're on your phone and you're like trying to update your app and your fast passes, you're going to miss a lot of that. So I mean, that's what I've noticed when I was walking around. I mean, everyone is so deep into art. Did I get this? Is it changed? Is it updated? Right. That you are missing those little details a lot of times.
I loved it. I thought that Slinky Dog was a smooth ride, and I thought it was fun. Kind of the surprises that they throw at you with some animatronics before you enter back into the station. Mm-hmm. It was great. And so and it was funny because I just felt I haven't been there in a few years.
Yeah.
So going back, I was like I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I had several cast members ask if I was a cast member because my excitement was so looked like I was.
You
paid
have the look
to be
of
there.
A cast member. Now that being said, you were can we say like you were like a not a brand ambassador, but what was your couple of years last time you were there probably?
Yeah.
You were what? There was something social?
Yeah,
media.
Yeah. So I worked with Disney on the Disney Sides campaign doing Vine. So they unleashed me in Disneyland for a couple days. I had free reign of the park at like 7 a.m. Had people with me, obviously. Yeah. But
they just let you go.
Yeah. Oh, fine. At that time, there was Toontown, and we wanted to do like a video there promoting some of the stuff. And there was music playing, and I was like, man, I really wish that music could, like, I wish we could bring that music down. Kill the music in Toontown. Silence.
Oh.
I was like, who am I? I feel like Walt right now.
Yeah.
You had power.
for like, an hour.
That stuff never turns off.
But I've been a Disney fan my entire life, and so that was a very different experience. I got to go behind the scenes, and it was an interesting, a lot less colorful back there.
Yeah.
Did you try that same trick this time?
Getting back there, like saying,
"No, hey, man, I wish it was a little bit quieter."
I wish there weren't so many people here.
Kill the people.
All right, this went dark.
Yeah,
let's talk about magic.
But you also, and you have for the character collectors out there, which I know there's some. You have your picture with Sweetums, which is pretty hard to get.
And that was something that was really cool because that was I got to pitch them ideas of what I wanted to promote. And as a lifelong Muppet fan, that was like a huge deal for me to kept pushing, hey, I want to do Muppet 3D. Can we do something to promote that? And I had to get permission, but I got in there and I got to do some work, some videos with Sweetums. And he's not a walk around character. He's just in that. Attraction. So even the cast members that were with me that were from like corporate, were from like the parks, all wanted their pictures too secretly. They were like, just don't tell anyone. But this is like, as far as collectors go, I guess it's a big deal. I'm just a huge Muppet fan, so I was geeking out.
Yeah, that's awesome. But one thing you told me you did not love necessarily was Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. And for someone who's not going like us, who's not planning their trips around this, when you are stuck with something where you realize, oh, I have to leave, it can throw you off. And if you're not planning your trip, right? And that comes with the Christmas party coming up, guys, you got to be careful on those dates because it happened to you.
Yeah, it did happen to me in a way that, like, my family was there a little bit longer. I only spent 3 days in the parks.
Yeah.
My family was there a bit longer. And so I don't know that we necessarily planned the Magic Kingdom. We were like, oh, we'll do it on this day. And as we were doing fast passes, I don't think that I knew exactly what the Not So Scary Halloween party was, that they would kick us out at 6 p.m. of the Magic Kingdom if you don't have an extra ticket. I mean, it's an extra ticket to stay.
Is it 6 p.m. now?
It was 6 p.m. while I was there, and it was day of. At that time, it was $75 to stay in the park. And I was bummed about it because that was kind of the day that we were... my brother kept saying, oh, they're going to kick us out at 6 p.m., and I thought, oh, well, like, to a section of the park? Or, nope, the whole thing. So so listen to this podcast and do your research before you go. I just felt like it was a bit of a money grab, and it looked really fun for the people that were dressed up. A lot of Jack Skellingtons, a lot of princesses and stuff. But I guess it's a fun event, but I didn't get to see the fireworks or the castle lit up, so I was kind of like, I was kind of bummed
about
it.
Like at all.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like not like they throw a fireworks show in, like, by the way, we do the special one.
Yeah.
That's it for the day. So you have to be very careful. I mean, I know I'm preaching to the choir here for a lot of people listening, but there are people who tune into our show because they're trying to plan their travel, and maybe they're like, oh, well, it's fine. We'll hang out. I mean, technically, I guess, how do they actually patrol that? Because I've actually only gone to the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party when I had a ticket. Is that they cut you off at each end, like at the hub, right? So like at each, you couldn't go into a land.
Right. And they check your wristband and all that. So I was kind of over it at that point because we had a fast pass for, believe it or not, It's a Small World.
Yeah, I do it every time.
It was like, hey, we'll do this. That kind of helps us organize our day. And we got there, and our fast pass ended at 6 p.m. And we walked up at, I think, 5:57. It took us a little longer to get around. And the lady was, like, closing it. And I was like, because I didn't have the magic band. I had the pass. And it went green. And she still was like, sorry, it's already closed. Can you believe that? Her name is Glory, and she worked in It's a Small World.
Oh, there you go.
But this is the great thing. So
you had a fast pass.
I had a fast pass.
That's ridiculous.
It went green, and she wouldn't let us in. And I was like, what? So I walked over to the other side, and I was like, hey, man, we had a fast pass, and it's not six yet. And he was like, okay, come on in. Well, Glory had to walk right behind me in line. And I was like, ooh, girl, we got it.
I would have said something. I would have been like, hey, Gloria, you're wrong.
Gloria.
Go ride Soarin'.
Is that, was that bad? Should I have not said that? She was a very nice person. She just wanted to close the attraction.
She was just wrong.
Laziness. I always hear you guys say, oh, if you're like there within that time or like maybe they'll let you in. I was like, so that was a bummer on the same day that I was getting kicked out of the Magic Kingdom. So let's just say if I was a seven dwarf, it would have been grumpy.
Dumpy.
I would have been an old dumpy.
Yeah, I was grumpy.
That's not even a thing.
Dumpy. I'm dumpy.
Grumpy.
Grumpy and Dumbo.
Dumbo and grumpy.
Dumpy.
It's angry
Dumpy
elephants.
And Gumbo.
Dumpy. Yeah. Dumpy and Gumbo is my new stop motion animation series.
Make it a shirt.
Is Gumbo a crawfish?
Yes.
He's green, though.
A green crawfish?
Oh, like Gumby.
Gumbo.
Yeah.
Gumby. I'm thinking like the food, Logan.
Right. I'm thinking like Grumbo.
That's a fourth thing now.
Wait, what was it before?
That sounds like an Epcot dish.
Gumbo and Dumpy, and then you said Gumbo, and now you said Grumbo. What?
Grumbo's the grandpa.
You keep adding letters. Now it's going to be Grumby.
What is Dumpy?
Dumpy is, he's the rejected dwarf. From Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
I thought he's kind of like Oscar the Grouch.
Well, hey, watch it.
No, he didn't get in.
Okay, good.
Gumbo is the animal sidekick rejected from Princess and Frog.
Yeah, he's a crawfish.
He was a crawfish.
He got stepped on.
He got stepped on because he stepped on too many toes.
Can I take a pause here? Because
he's the villain. That
I think Terry's been doing a really good job running our Twitter, and it had some great interaction recently. But I love one thing that I saw on Twitter, and Terry actually sent it to us, to the group, was that one of my favorite parts of this show are the little subtle things Matt Lott says that no one hears.
He sits over there next to his mic
and just says, it's a small world after all. We're all just like yelling stuff, and he's over there making little jokes. Yeah. I didn't know that anyone heard him, but we had a listener say that that was one of her favorite parts about the show, too.
Thank you, listener.
That you were singing the Bear Necessities last week.
I was. Yeah. It was the prickly pear stuff.
And you whisper. That's the thing. It's like, we don't, or you just speak like this. So we don't ever hear it. And then just when it gets to the edit room.
Because there's got a microphone in your face.
I need to tell you this from my perspective, because I listen every week from the control room, and I can hear it in there. And it's hilarious. There's little commentary. That is Easter eggs.
I don't want anybody to notice it, so I can keep doing it.
Now we've just told the world.
Yep.
There's nobody for you to high five this week.
I know.
Speaking of Twitter users,
that's good. It's not natural.
I feel like maybe I should have like a favorite tweet of the week, but this is definitely my favorite tweet of the
Terry's
week.
Terry's tweet of the week.
Wah, wah, wah.
We have a theme song.
Why is it so sad?
No. That's the general sense of disappointment.
You picked the wrong one again, Terry.
Tim Drury said, having a great meal at Cape May Cafe, delicious and classy finished with a warm, moist towel, just the ticket to smooth the theme park tired feet. Feeling this might be the real Grease move.
No, that's
so
baby.
He took the hot hand towel.
Well, he was saying
and wiped his feet.
He didn't, but if he's saying if Grease was there, maybe Grease would.
It doesn't sound like. It sounds like he was doing the ultimate Grease move.
Yeah, he was saying, "Is this the ultimate Grease move?"
And then he said, "Just kidding, JK."
Why'd he say that?
Because he put it on the internet.
He doesn't want to get kicked off. He doesn't want to get kicked off.
Oh, there's the old feet washer.
That's like a biblical one.
Yeah. What do you think this is? A marriage proposal?
My goodness.
You never heard of that? That was a big thing.
No.
It was a big thing.
Is that what you're doing?
No. In like evangelical college groups at a time, there was a time where they're like, just want a guy who will wash my feet.
So I tried to roll it up.
Has no one else heard of this?
That's when you propose?
Yes.
That's what it's called? Feet washing?
No, like they actually wanted that to be a part of the proposal. Like it's like an act of service. Wow. I'm going to just
stop talking after or before you ask?
Will.
Because
I've never been a part of it. Never been there. Am I the only one that's heard this?
I've never heard of it.
We did feet washing services in college, but never as part of a proposal.
And again, like,
if you Google feet washing, it's like,
it's in
a wedding ceremony.
I'd say at a wedding, more okay. At a proposal,
Feet washing proposal.
If you're listening and you got proposed to with a good feet washing.
Steve washing Kathy's feet.
Don't look up Kathy's feet.
Okay, if you go to YouTube, I'm not an idiot.
Best
this
proposal?
Is a real thing. No, it's
top
like,
10 best feet washing.
A lot of things.
It's 18 minutes.
Number three.
One guy. Is there a BuzzFeed list?
A lot of things happen during the True Love Waits movie.
From Fidelity Bassist on YouTube. Steve washing Kathy's feet. It's a 4-minute video.
They're listeners.
Probably.
From Alabama.
Thanks for listening, Steve and Kathy.
This has 32,000 views.
That's about 10 cents, right?
Because everybody can't believe
when
what they're seeing.
When you monetize
32,000, you see,
this has got some crazy, slow-mo effects.
It's just creepy.
Huh?
Yeah. Creepy reasons it has 32,000 views.
Yeah. Oh, he's getting the water from a koi pond.
Oh.
Like at a restaurant?
The feet washing proposal is part of Mickey's very scary Halloween party.
Show guns.
Oh, that like the it is. It's
Will,
a big koi pond.
There,
the water's all green.
Get out of there. Will.
We've lost.
I'm turning my mic off and I'm watching
it. Take it next level. Feet washing proposal in the waters of It's a Small World.
They don't like you to touch the water.
That's what I'm saying.
This video is just called foot marriage proposal.
The true confession.
I don't think that's the same.
Busted. Have you ever touched the water?
I've got a grand heist plan concerning that water.
It's a small world or pirates.
Never touch it.
What if there's a little...
If I'm about to step into...
That's the ultimate Disney proposal.
This is definitely not something you're supposed to do because people get hurt all the time doing it. So I'm not approving of it during
Night of Joy.
Oh.
What did you love?
They canceled Night of Joy.
I love people saying that's
but
weird.
But they moved Rock the Universe to February.
So I get disappointed if I'm about to step into a boat at It's a Small World and there's some of the water in there. Why would you intentionally put your hand in it?
I'm disappointed if I'm even riding It's a Small World.
No.
It's a world of laughter.
It's my favorite attraction.
I love it at Disneyland, but at Disney World it just feels...
Okay.
Weird.
What's up with that?
It's weird. Why is it weird?
And it's like the attraction better in Anaheim.
You know what? They always brag about that. Disney, like, our small world is so better. Our version is 19 minutes. You know what? I'm good with 11.
19 minutes?
That's not a plus.
No. Where else do you go? Is there an Antarctica, like, full-on?
They have full, like, characters at the one.
I don't think, though, that you can be, like, anti-It's a Small World if you're also a huge proponent of, like, Dumbo.
Yeah,
Like, Dumbo's, like, the most simple... Just like fair ride with elephant cars. At least It's a Small World has like a narrative.
He's, right, he's getting heated.
He's about to rip my head off. Terry. But I mean, for
he's
real,
like, this is how it ends.
He's about to go full Brownie Piper on you.
It's a Small World have like narrative and great miniatures.
It's a trick table.
And
like,
great music. Like, you know? Like, how is it not?
All you have is that mouse, Timothy Mouse.
Yeah.
Terry, you got somebody backing you up.
And
in
an
the
up down stick.
Brad says, "Preach, Terry. It's a Small World at WDW. Looks terrible. The ceiling is terrible.
But
stuff
Brad,
hanging out
how do you feel about Dumbo, Brad?
I'll give you that. The ceiling does sometimes. But you're a super nerd like me who's looking at the ceiling, being like, is drop ceiling what we really wanted in this? Like, it looks a bit like you're
in popcorn.
It does look like you're in like a nice office that's had some rot issues.
You know what it is when you round the corner at Disneyland and you see the facade." Of It's a Small World. It's like, wow, this is over the top.
Because
I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, it's sort of like Fantasmic in Anaheim. It's like, wait, we've gotten the shell of this attraction for all these years. You guys have been holding out on the good stuff. So, yeah, it's definitely...
I like the It's a Small World holiday a lot. We watch that a lot on YouTube. My daughters are kind of ticked that they were not going to probably see that this year when we go around Christmas time. Because they're like, why not? Because Disney World doesn't change it. Just like they don't change Haunted Mansion, but, you know, they don't need to. So I'm trying to look at, what is the ride comparison time differences? Can someone find that out? I think it's over 15 minutes at Disneyland. But it's actually harder to find, because for some reason this defaults to Bing, which is impossible to find anything.
Should default to go.com.
Go.bing.com.
There it is.
Go ask Jeeves.
Disney.go.bing.com.
I do miss Jeeves, by the way.
Do you?
Why do you
miss
him?
I love Jeeves.
There he is, the one guy.
I use Jeeves to book my Orlando vacation homes often. Jeeves is a different Jeeves. Honestly, someone sent me a message today, and they're like, what services do you recommend? Now that there's not like a connected one to the show, who do you recommend? Jeeves is great. If you're looking to rent a vacation home, I like Jeeves. Also, Airbnb and HomeAway, when you're renting directly from the owner, a couple things are good. Sometimes it's bad. Sometimes it's the same experience because they're telling Jeeves or whatever to service the house. But the owner gets a lot more money, so that helps. But sometimes you have a bit more personal relationship. But Jeeves is who I book through if I'm booking through a company, typically. There's a few that I would stay away from. Well, not really. But a lot of those have gone out of business now. So Jeeves is a good one. So that was a tip. Hope you enjoyed it.
I found it very informative.
Beep, boop, 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 boop.
Did anyone talk find about out Small World travel? Length?
No.
I'm reading an attraction comparison now. I'm
an attraction. It's a Small World versus Dumbo. Is that what you're looking at?
No, the time.
That's a long time to listen to a single song in different
14
languages.
14 minutes at the Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
The World of Laughter.
15 minutes in Disneyland.
That's it. It's a 1 minute difference. Why are they bragging?
No reason.
That's not right. That's right. I feel like it's a good 19. All right.
The internet doesn't lie.
It's that elitist original mentality.
It kind of is.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break here. Let's talk about our friends at Away Travel. Will, remember Away Travel?
I do.
They got great luggage, and they are luggage you're going to love. They make affordable, high quality. See, I almost combined high quality and affordable there.
Affordable.
High quality and affordable luggage that charges your phone while you're on the go. They cut out the middleman. And Away is able to offer the perfect luggage made with high-quality materials at a much lower price. They come in a variety of options. You should take a look. 9 colors, 5 sizes. You get the carry-on, the bigger carry-on, the kids' carry-on, the medium bag, the large bag. They feature 2 USB ports, High-capacity batteries allow you to charge multiple devices at once. You get that smooth ride because Will loves that 360 wheels.
You know I do. I like going down the middle of the aisle with it in front of me and going do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, they feel like Mary Poppins.
Mm-hmm. I always sing.
Ooh, love that movie.
I always feel like Mary Poppins.
It's theft-proof because there's a TSA-approved combination lock built in to keep your belongings safe.
Also, the battery pack is TSA-compliant because it'll pop out so you can take it with you, which means you can charge your phone in cabin as well. Yeah. If you're checking your luggage.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah.
And if you are checking luggage, you can pop it out.
Right. It's an easy carry-on bag, I'd say. But if you need to check it for any reason, so you've got liquids over a certain amount or, you know, like...
not that you would be...
Whatever.
Not that you've been traveling with liquids over certain amounts.
No, like a large shampoo bottle.
Yeah, no.
I don't know.
I was talking about you personally. So even overpackers can fit everything they need.
Patent I'm trying pending. To get specific.
They have a patent-pending interior compression system that tightly buckles in bulky items, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. If anything breaks, Away will fix it or replace it for life. Risk-free 100-day trial, and if at any point you decide it's not for you, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Plus, get free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
I love the way you said for life.
Yeah, NWO stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And personal experiences of this bag.
Have been great.
Have been great. Too good. If you've heard this show, you've heard it before, but I have literally ran with one of these suitcases hoisted over my head.
It has been a long time since we've heard that
story. From Gate B to Gate A, Will and I were headed down.
You mean Terminal.
Terminal A.
Concourse.
Concourse A, Concourse, whatever. One of them.
Airport.
I think it was to C, actually.
The gates are numbered,
I don't know.
Logan.
That's not.
Appreciate this.
I was going from a full concourse length away to another concourse.
Half mile in the National
Airport. I had left my phone, and I ran back with my bag. Hoisted over my head was that lightweight. It's fantastic. I use my away travel bag all the time, and you can too. All you need to do is first you have an internet connection? Good. Go to awaytravel.com/WDW20 and use the promo code WDW20. That is awaytravel.com/WDW20, promo code WDW20. And with that, you'll get $20 off your order. Pretty good. It's a special offer just for listeners of the show. Again, one more time, that's awaytravel.com/WDW20. Use the promo code WDW20. Right, Will?
That's right.
Someone said that I like when the comments come in on Facebook. If you don't, you should watch live. We do this show live on Facebook every week pretty much. And I check the comments every so often, and I like when there's no context. They just said, wait, what? You never mentioned that.
Feet washing.
Guaranteed.
Washing and Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh.
And someone said they're mad at me because I said we need cue cards. We need to be professional.
Oh, we need cue cards?
Quit looking at the phone.
Oh.
Jerks and Caicos.
My favorite vacation spot.
Yeah, it's my anti-travel block.
Jerks and Caicos?
I think Scott was making a joke like, you never mentioned that, like about running through the airport.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. We shouldn't really comment on those comments because people at home are going, well, we don't see them.
We'll go on the internet.
It's like you're on Facebook Live and it's always like, you watch it later. The person's like, hey, Steve. Hey, it's like, don't. No, because I'm watching this later. Don't.
Yeah, just start going.
Don't acknowledge them. And then if you do, then it's like there's comments on that. Because you know how many times I've done a Facebook Live and it's straight up a year later, I'm getting comments where someone's trying to do it live.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So funny. I love that. People are like, hey.
Why are you not responding to me? It's like, I don't know, because I did this in August of 2017.
Not even say live anymore.
Scott just replied, ding, ding, ding.
How'd you even find that?
My favorite time was I got this angry phone call from my mother. And she's like, you didn't say hi to me on Facebook Live when I said hello. And I was like, well, Mom, I did that Facebook Live 3 weeks ago. So, like, I would have to time travel back in time to be able to say, well, I commented last night. It said you were live. I was like, I was at one point.
And that'd be a complete waste of that kind of technology,
yeah,
you know?
Just,
yeah.
Like, I see you every day. Yeah. You can just text me.
I would use it for other things.
So, one other thing I'd like to mention was the cheeseburger egg roll that I had.
Oh, yes.
Right across from the Tiki Room. There's a little stand.
Yeah, I got a text from you about it. Like, have you ever had this?
It's phenomenal.
That was your highlight.
Yeah, I loved it. I thought that was it was wonderful.
Yeah, you can get those at Dave and Buster's.
Yeah.
So
I think they took them off the menu.
And I would say 3 Michelin stars for the
cheeseburger.
Bring it back here.
Is that like in the
by the Tiki Room?
By the Tiki Room.
Like where I get Dole Whips?
By the Tiki Room?
Mm-hmm.
Before the Tiki Room, right. Where I used to get the Dole Whip.
Right across from the Tiki.
Where they're
across
building the Club 33 or whatever. By Skipper Canteen.
By Skipper Canteen?
Yeah. I'm just saying it was wonderful. It comes with, I think they had Thousand Island dressing.
Thousand Island dressing?
How hot was it when you were just dripping in Thousand Island? Like, it sounds just a little bit like, oh, delicious.
I do remember a issue of the Trackers doing like a cooking show with this cheeseburger.
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Crackers.
The Florida Crackers.
Yeah. It's a good beer. You can get that actually over at a couple of restaurants up here now. Has that on tap. So Orlando, Tampa.
I don't think people know enough Florida history, but the Florida Crackers were Florida cowboys.
Yeah.
And they called them that because they were driving cattle, like actual cowboys, and they would crack. They're known by the crack of the whip.
Speaking of those kind of Florida crackers, I was at a circus this weekend, and it brought some Disney magic. It was in Lebanon, Tennessee.
Ooh.
Not Lebanon.
I would be very...
Lebanon.
Lebanon. Cautious how you're about to say that circus brought some Disney magic.
Hey,
please continue, because I've seen the pictures, Logan.
I went to the Garden Brothers Circus, which...
Who are these brothers?
I've been around 100 years from Sarasota, Florida, which is clearly where just circus
this
people
sounds
are.
Like, this just sounds like a ripoff. They're like, okay, let's say we're from Sarasota.
We got brothers?
We're brothers. We're not going to be Barnum and Bailey. Let's just say we're not Ringling Brothers. We're Gardening Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Not Gardening Brothers.
That's what
just
I
the
see.
Garden Brothers. I tried to buy a hat and it was $35, so I passed.
Oh.
They upcharge everything, but it was a fun time. If you want an old school circus feel, if your kids are into The Greatest Showman and they're like, I want to sit on dirt and watch animals dance, this is a great
sad
place
elephants.
To do it. No, they were. They seemed
you
pleased.
You showed me they pictures. Happy. They looked very, very docile and sad.
They didn't look sad. They looked old.
They sat like a person.
They did. I loved it. Foot fell down.
Anytime you see an animal, okay,
they intentionally went to sleep in a moment where they play Go to Sleep Little
Before
Baby.
Before he fell over because he was so sad. Over.
It was hysterical. And then...
Priceless.
There was fantastic. It was a pretty good show. At one point, there were aerialists hanging from their ponytails, juggling in midair. There was motorcycles in the air, held up by just a dude's shoulders. It was the whole time I was thinking, like, something could go wrong
it's an
any
insurance
second.
Insurance nightmare.
Isn't that the entire point of a circus?
Yes,
that
this didn't feel like something could
danger,
go wrong.
Danger, excitement, yes, anything could
the problem
go
was,
wrong.
I was so close. That it was like, and if something goes wrong. It will affect.
Were you with me at the Shriner Circus when the person broke their neck?
No, do tell.
The aerialist was like in the aerialist, not like a trapeze artist, but she was doing her sky dancing.
Like the ribbon, like the.
Yeah, they like climb up the ribbons and everything.
Yeah, like
she got twisted in it and it like slipped up over her face and she just took the thing and just like went like that and threw it off her face as a reaction. But that was what was holding her in the air. So by her going like that, she threw herself down and she like fell and it like.
So let's go
they
to the circus.
Have stuff still going on in the circus and like an ambulance and like lifting her neck brace.
Oh my gosh.
Attraction, distraction.
It was a Shriner Circus.
Which is in town in Nashville this
Other
weekend.
Other than that, how was the show?
I mean, it was one of the more exciting ones I've been to.
Mr. Lee.
What'd you say?
Mr. Lincoln.
Mr. Lincoln.
I'm joking. Other than that, I got it. We're puppet people.
Yeah, puppet people.
We're on that. We're big on old that references.
Puppet people.
We take a whole lot of Abraham Lincoln jokes.
Ooh. Go.
I was thinking about today about wearing a stovetop.
Jeffrey Martin said, well, this show took a morbid turn.
I don't really know how to recover from it. I'm a little.
And Scott, washing feet at the circus sitting on dirt.
I had to do a lot of feet washing. Later on. I mean, these shoes are still covered in dirt.
Yeah.
And then I realized today I called a man. I was like, I got to get new shoes because my shoes are covered in circus dirt. And
circus dirt.
And it was, but it did make me like miss that kind of show because they're not that. I mean, this is what my kids are going to see as the circus because like the Ringling Brothers aren't coming to the arena. They're going to see the ones at the local fairgrounds, which was fun. It was great. It did feel very kind of old school and classic. Sort of the big spectacle shows. We get the Cirque shows, but those are not for kids.
I love
a lot of people are always like, you should go see Cirque. I'm like, I don't think my six-year-old is going to really enjoy what's happening here. He wants to see a woman go backwards with her legs and shoot a bow and arrow with her feet and hit a balloon. And the first time she missed.
Oh, no.
So it made it even a little bit more like.
At least she didn't fall from the sky and break her neck.
Like she bit her leg back all the way, like a pulled it over her head, and then did shooting a compound bow and arrow, like a big,
what?
Like a green compound bow,
like hunting bow,
like a hunting bow,
not like a comedic Robin Hood bow.
This is why I don't.
If it had wavered a little, we were gonna go.
I feel like I'm paying to just watch a bunch of bad ideas in action. And I don't. That's why.
When was the knife dagger throwing?
They did. They did quick changing, but they didn't do that.
No wonder Logan loves a good quick change.
I do. Quick change.
Insurance is outrageous. They need to pay.
If Logan could get into some sort of illusionary art, I think that quick change would be his one of choice.
Like I would just have to do like the I'm the person that throws the confetti because the men rarely change. They maybe will do one change show, but there's always like 20 dresses.
Yeah, because I feel like.
Changing a suit.
Yeah, men are. No, but we have seen a guy that does it, but it is typically like. They're wearing clothing that it's easy to understand, like if they were wearing layers or doing something.
I don't
that
understand
could...
how it goes from like the shorter to the long, or no, the longer, the shorter to the longer in a second. I understand the longer it's slowly progressive.
Yeah. Fold it up, Logan.
I know, it's magic.
Jeffrey does want to know, was it Merida? Was that the other Disney magic at the circus?
No, I'm trying to think what else there was. It was a show that I enjoyed because they clearly refurbed it about maybe 8 years ago. It was like, we got Gangnam Style. In this now, and we got SpongeBob. You guys like SpongeBob? You like Gangnam Style? Good. You're gonna love this newly refurbished show. And I guess the elephants had been gone for a couple of years, and this year, like, nope, bringing them back.
Did the elephants do the Gangnam Style?
Oh, that'd been awesome.
Yeah. I would go out to Lebanon and see that right now.
It's Lebanon, not to Lebanon.
If you go to Lebanon for the circus, you don't come back.
Good. Good.
Well.
This person said they're learning more about the circus than they ever thought on a WDW Today podcast. Well, speaking of which, the circus, have they said any updates on when Cirque du Soleil returns to Walt Disney World? Right now, it's just a shell.
It's just a shell, and it's supposed to be a new Cirque-Disney collaboration.
Yeah.
So the whole West Side.
It's abandoned. It feels like I don't ever go over there.
Feels like there has to be an announcement forthcoming.
It's like Nocturne Alley. Like, you only go over there if there's a real specific reason. Like,
there's the NBA thing that doesn't feel like it's ever going to actually work out. Bongos is closing.
The NBA thing is in construction. Like we saw the building.
But I feel like that it's the same thing that failed at Universal. They're just moving it down the street.
I mean, the question is, did it fail at Universal? It was open for like 18 years.
This is a true point.
Like it closed a couple years ago, but it was open from day one of CityWalk.
But it didn't make it to 20.
It was the worst. And I'm a basketball fan, and it was pretty nasty. And then I walked into the NBC Sports Grill the other day, which used to be the NASCAR Cafe over at Universal. And I thought, I'm going to enjoy myself a nice drink.
Enjoy myself.
And watch.
Logan just became a leprechaun.
I looked up and playing on the TV the Orlando Magic game that we were at in the finals in 2007. And for some reason, it was airing in perfectly beautiful HD, which I said, what's odd to me is that now, because it used to be like, oh, if something was shot in the 90s, you can clearly tell. Some of the stuff from like 2007, 2008. Looks just so. I thought I was watching like a brand new game, and I was like, "Wait a second, should be or is
it's
it
also
the magic
crazy
anymore?"
Though, if you watch like the national championship game, like the Texas versus USC game, that was like 2003 or 2004, right?
Football was the last.
It looks like it's from the 80s.
Yeah, football was.
Football and wrestling were
the last things to turn HD.
Yeah, and it was with Vince Young and Matt Leinart, like that big matchup. It looks. Like it's from another era.
What kind of is?
But not that old. It's not that old. It's not Bo Jackson. And it looks like it could be Bo Jackson playing.
Hmm. Bo knows.
What's he up to these days? He's Bo hunting.
Bo knows Bo is hunting.
And he does Bo Bikes Bama. He does this big fundraiser called Bo Bikes Bama.
So besides the cheeseburger egg rolls, what all did you do? Did you do anything at Food and Wine?
Yeah, so I checked out a number of the stands.
Get the swine brine.
I did it, and I don't want to say all the things I didn't get. But I
don't want to get tortured.
But I do.
Look at this guy.
I did get to try some of the smaller stuff. It started to rain a little bit, so we were kind of ducking for cover. But the lobster roll is fantastic. Terry's not a fan.
Did you get it?
I've had it like three times, and every time.
No, but you didn't get it this time.
It's still going to be a tiny lobster roll.
It's a point of contention, and I shouldn't have brought it up.
You did this to yourself, Rob.
I definitely enjoyed.
Harry technically asked him.
Yeah,
I did.
I meant the
lobster roll. You brought it on yourself.
Yeah.
Harry's had it three times, and he hates it. So lobster that's tells you something.
So, there's no fourth, Terry. Let it go.
Yeah. It's not going to get better.
Yeah.
See, now we're all listening for it.
I know. I know what you guys are listening. Doing
I really did enjoy a meal at the Yak and Yeti over
yes,
there.
Yes, I love the Yak and Yeti. Yeah, that's one of our favorite places to go in Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, it was actually it was really great. We had a great meal and
so
my family.
Can I tell you guys something?
Yeah.
Yak and Yeti.
Let me hear it.
Because when,
oh boy,
for the longest time, I didn't think it was Yak and Yeti. I thought it was a vomiting Yeti.
Yeah, that's the joke, right?
Yeah. Yak
and Yeti. Oh, is it?
That's what I was thinking.
The Yak and Yeti. And so I'm like, I've never eaten there because I've always, it has a bad connotation in my mind that it's a vomiting Yeti.
Right.
Yeah, so old Yak and Yeti.
Yakking, like. Wouldn't
yakking.
Shut up, like talking.
Yeah.
It's a Landry's restaurant. So if you're a Landry's select member,
oh,
know that.
Oh, yakking, like talking.
That's, yeah.
I thought yakking as well. Like
no, it's both. It's
yeah.
Both. Depending on the like how hot it is, I could see like if it was a nice,
a
even temperature. Yakking.
Yakking,
we're talking. We're having a good time. If it's hot,
I look like a yakking Yeti if I'm throwing up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I throw up very violently, as my doctor says. Logan, you must throw up violently, because when I puke...
That sounds like a terrible thing to hear at the doctor.
Yeah,
he bursts blood vessels
my
in
whole
his face.
I look like a zombie.
Yeah,
you know
and
what?
There's a bit of me that loves the way I
if we're going to go into detail about how we vomit,
like,
let
I
me
vomit
proceed.
Like a dragon, but then it's like just...
And you thought
all
circus
of this
dirt was
is,
bad, folks.
And it happened before New Year's Eve a couple years ago, so I had Amanda glitter my face so it kind of just looked like more sparkles.
Oh my goodness.
And everyone's like, you got sparkles on your face. I'm like, it's New Year's Eve. And really, I was like, because I just puked.
I'm a vampire.
Yeah.
He glammed it up because of the busted blood vessels.
Yeah. Busted fast.
Yeah. A little overcompensating
capillaries.
With glitter.
All
but it was
that
good.
To say, yeah, Unicorn's a great place to eat.
What'd you eat
their,
there?
What did I eat?
Yeah.
I believe I had, it was like a lobster pot. Oh, no. I actually had a steak there that was excellent. My mom had, we all kind of just shared some little bits and pieces of it. It was awesome. My mom had like a lobster pasta that was like fantastic.
Say that fast five times.
Yeah.
Lobster pasta, that was fantastic.
Lobster pasta, that was fantastic.
Lobster pasta, that was fantastic.
Yeah, it was great. The service
lobster
was great.
Lobster pasta, that was fantastic.
It was also...
That's a great... It's like a Beastie Boys song.
Fantastic! I'll take it. But we celebrated my dad's birthday while we were there. And we also ate in Italy, in Epcot. And I can't remember the name of the restaurant, but it was that was also a great experience. I ate all the food.
Was it Carrabba's?
John, or it Johnny?
Was it Cheesecake? Factory,
Olive Garden.
Johnny, so, what's the other? No,
Johnny Carino's?
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
No, that one closed down. They shut those down across the country.
We went there for your anniversary.
Where'd you go?
No, it wasn't my anniversary. Dadgummit. I'm going to flip a table.
Why did we go there? Flipping tables, washing feet?
I graduated.
This is a very religious show.
It was a graduation dinner. It was like right by my house.
Oh, yeah,
flipping tables, washing feet.
My cousin worked at that.
It's a Creed
Amanda's
song,
cousin worked at that Carrabba's.
Yeah, you've told me that. Now it wasn't a Carrabba's. It was a Johnny Carino.
So
now he's opening like his fourth location. A Big Spoon Creamery in the Birmingham
area.
Big
Spoon Creamery is one of the best things
phenomenal.
In the world.
And if you're in the Alabama area, go to Big Spoon Creamery.
So
and tell them. Well, they probably
I'm a huge fan of Yak and Yeti of
you
the ahi tuna nachos.
Which oddly look like a Yeti threw up on them.
Yes.
I wanted,
now,
yeah.
I will say a suggestion on the ahi tuna nachos.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's really busy in there, your food will sit in the window. So we had a server one time. He's like, what you should do is order the toppings on the side and the nachos. So you get like their wonton noodles, basically. Their wonton chips. Then you just get all the toppings on the side. That way you don't end up with a plate full of soggy wontons.
Are you inferring that they leave raw fish just sitting in the window for a long time? Maybe it really is the yakking Yeti.
It helps you build immunities when you do it that way.
That just, now I'm,
we're
I will never
wontons.
Go there. Super gross.
We got this new song. What was the song called?
Yak and Yeti.
Something perfect?
Lobster pasta.
Was fantastic.
Lobster pasta? That's what it
lobster
was?
Lobster pasta, fantastic.
Lobster pasta, fantastic.
Wonton hits.
Soggy nachos.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm a Yak and Yeti right here.
That was both Limp Bizkit and the Beastie Boys.
That
was Mike D doing...
Keep yakking, 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 yakking. What?
Live from the Yak and Yeti, everybody.
The Beastie Boys are touring again, but they're just talking, the two of them. Mike D and Ad Rock.
It's a talking thing?
Yeah, because they have a new book, the Beastie Boys book. But like they're doing like Town Hall in New York, and they're doing a whole tour, but it's just them talking. But I still will go because I never got to see them live, so I will go.
I didn't either. I had tickets to see them.
My brother wouldn't let me go to that show. He let me go to everything else, but that one was like, no, I'm going by myself to hang with my friends.
Not for you.
Mm. I don't know. This show has gone off the rails today. I'm sorry.
I just want to say, it's an honor because I was excited. I didn't realize until a few moments before that this would be the one that you guys were willing to talk to me about it. I was nervous because Will can sometimes be cantankerous, but he's been in such a good mood, and it's been such a good experience. Because
you haven't talked about Soren. I have a theory about that.
I swear, if you bring up Soren.
You know Rob, by the way.
I brought some orange spray right in your face.
Rob, by the way, if you want to see him, if you want to know what he looks like, just go to your GIF keyboard and type in coffee.
Type in coffee.
The first thing you see, that's Rob. Billions of people. I'm going to say billions. Billions of people see him every day.
Ellen talked about it or retweeted it.
Ellen shared it. Lin-Manuel Miranda.
On the way to lunch, I showed Logan. I'm like, look at this tweet. It's not Rob at all. It's just Rob's face.
It's a shame. Yeah. You could have monetized that.
Yeah, we know. We've talked about it.
All right. I'm poor. Thanks a lot for bringing it up. Everybody sees my face every day.
Your hat has a P on it.
No, it's, the GIF keyboard. It's the most unflattering.
Is that for poor?
Unflattering GIF.
You feel like way? I made an observation.
It's for Pittsburgh.
Open for interpretation. For I don't know.
Let's edit this all out.
I need some Twitter this theme time. Music.
Let's get the best email of the week, all right?
Even our best is.
Yeah. Let's go to the best review we've had this week, because you guys talk about Disney all the time. Let's see what it is.
Oh. Circus dirt.
It says I didn't know degrees is utterly worthless.
It says, I didn't know I'd hear so much about the circus this week. That was our best review.
Circus dirt.
Circus Dirt is the album of whatever that band was called.
For.
Lobster Pasta.
Lobster Pasta record. Fantastic.
Lobster Pasta's fantastic.
There was something else. I don't remember what the band name now was. I forget. Soggy Wontons.
Soggy Wontons. There it is.
Soggy Wontons with our hit Lobster Fantastic off the new album.
Was it? Leave it in the window.
Circus Dirt.
Circus Dirt.
Live from the Yak and Yeti.
Circus Dirt.
If you're listening, you want to make that shirt for my new band, Soggy Wontons.
I might buy that.
Album cover imagery is someone washing someone's feet. Under the big top.
With bread service. Yeah. In the void.
I hate Soren.
Grease.
That shirt is on there, by the way. If you go to www.com, click store.
I like it.
It's too expensive. I got to get the price down.
I got you.
It's because I put the WDW logo on the back. I need to take that away.
Get it out of there. Oh, yeah.
You don't need it screen. Too much.
You don't need it. Too much. Yeah.
Is this one just says, what does it say?
It says,
I'm pulling
bread service and Morimoto.
In the void.
In the void.
Why is Will hate Soren so little?
Because it was too long.
No, it's got to be long.
I think there should be another shirt that just says, Will hates Soren.
But it could be like the Straight Outta Compton.
People hate the logo. Will hate Soren. Will hate Soren.
That's genius.
Yeah.
Just be like a few years too late.
That's why it's more funny, because I'm just irrelevant culturally.
Because Cletus T. Judd is doing some tour based on the Straight Outta Compton. Straight Out of Retirement tour.
Which is hilarious that it's like, what could make Cletus T. Judd more irrelevant is to do...
Hey, I have his cell phone number.
I know.
What?
That should tell you something, folks.
He wants to answer to Craigslist post.
All this to say.
Not kidding.
He wanted to play on a professional basketball team that Will and I own.
Play. Not play music at the event. He wanted to play on the team.
Wait, when you guys had the basketball team, Cletus T. Judd
We were going
to
have him guest coach or guest, like, be a celebrity for a celebrity game. He's actually very nice. So I will say this, Cletus T. Judd, if you for some reason are listening, I'm a fan. Sure. I mean, I love NASCAR and your other hits. It's a great day to be a guy. There's a couple other ones. Help me out here.
Nope. Squirrel had to die.
Squirrel had to die. These were real.
Wait, here he comes. Here he comes. So
if Shania was mine.
If Shania was
what was that even a parody of?
Any man of mine.
Dylan, that's a random one to like. Oh, I know one. NASCAR races instead of wide open spaces.
Dylan,
I said I love NASCAR, which was
I appreciate
which was,
it.
I love NASCAR. Yeah. Surprised he didn't come back with a Red Solo Cup parody.
Yeah. Mm. Well, he's back now.
And that's now about the appropriate time of like 8 years.
Riding with inmate Jerome.
Inmate Jerome?
What was that a parody of?
Riding with Private Malone.
Do you have his number?
Inmate Jerome?
Oh my.
Oh my. Oh boy.
Garth must be busy. My cellmate. Never mind.
I'm
a lot of prison things.
I'm going to isolate
first
that
redneck mic on the internet, which is my favorite because he talks about watching WCW. And so now that we've gone from this is our final episode of WCW today. It started real strong. We had live call-ins from the parks. We had you giving us a great review, Rob.
Boom.
And we're ending with Cletus T. Judd, who is going to be performing at the Tennessee Performing Arts Center here in a couple weeks with his straight out of retirement tour.
Oh my goodness. Now he has to listen because he got a free promo.
Yeah, give him an ad read.
Yeah.
Away travels me mad. They're like, we had to pay.
In the words of the great Danny Spartan, they're still making this show? That's a negative review.
That's the best review of the week. Yeah. Because he just was questioning. Maybe he said, they're still making this show.
Man, you don't know how to read it.
You read further.
Oh, it gets worse.
Well, that's just the subject line. That's going to do it for this week on WDW Today. And if Logan's to be believed, maybe forever.
No. We got other ads to fulfill.
For a whole one more year.
One more.
Any other last comments? Let's try to wheel it back in and then wrap it up here.
Why?
Landry's owns Rainforest too. Yeah, I know that. They've said that. So if you are a Landry Select member, that's actually where I became a Landry Select member, which I would encourage you all to do. If you give $20, if you purchase of $20, typically it's like a donation. You get $20 back typically in credit immediately. And you get a free app here and there. You get some discounts. If you want to buy any merchandise of the Jungle Gang, Rainforest Cafe also available for breakfast at the Animal Kingdom. If you're there, I'm just going to give some tips now.
Probably the best
tachos.
Eggs Benedict I've ever had is at the Rainforest Cafe.
Holy moly. Holy moly.
Our honeymoon.
Hey, is this top 10 albums?
Rainforest Cafe.
Is this with Vertical Horizon up there?
Logan, this is why you end
breakfast
it when Will says
Vertical
end
Vertical Horizon.
It. That's why you end it.
Do they still have it? Is it still on the menu?
I don't know.
Let's check that out.
Eggs Benedict.
It was everything you wanted to. It was everything you needed.
You always have the tricks.
You always have the tricks, Terry. Let's check out. Hold on. Let's review real quick. I've never gone to the Rainforest Cafe in Animal Kingdom for breakfast, but I know it's available. Sorry, I'm binging it, so it's taking a while.
I think we should just end it.
I don't see the eggs. Yes, the Benedict Bamba. Traditional Eggs Benedict with Canadian bacon, which is, I think, just how it is.
Yeah,
they
that's
just put
what I'm saying
is
traditional.
They just put a fun name on it. Served with breakfast potatoes.
Mm. You said also potatoes weird.
And it's the best.
There's also breakfast. There's also the first thing I mean is a breakfast of bandits, which is two eggs prepped your way and a choice of bacon or sausage. It's just like the all-American. Breakfast potato and toast. Then you got an egg white omelet. You got your Tonga toast. I didn't know you could eat your Tonga toast there. That's actually
kind of convenient.
That's kind of a pro tip if you want to be.
Boom. Is it the Disney Tonga toast? Like, is it the same stuff?
I mean, cinnamon French toast with maple syrup, strawberries, banana serve your choice. Probably not.
Yeah, that's so what I mean.
Is it Tongan toast?
Yeah.
That's the other one?
I don't think that they...
I feel like there needs to be some brand connection here. If you guys know this, I want to know, is the Tonga toast the same at the Rainforest Cafe breakfast as it is
probably not the thick toast like it is.
Mm. Yeah, it's not the loaf of bread that you get when you eat at Kona. Is it Kona? Yeah, right?
No, we just ate at Kona.
Different Kona. There's also Cisco and Pancho, which is flat iron steak. Great way to start your breakfast, your morning, with two eggs prepared your way with breakfast potatoes and toast. Breakfast sliders. Mm. I'm not going to read all of
this. This just sounds wonderful.
A wild waffle, which is a waffle with
you want the Pie of the Viper, Mexican-style breakfast
pie
pizza.
Pie of the Viper, which is that
nope.
an eye?
Nope.
Is Pie of the
nope.
Viper, yeah, is that an Eye of the Tiger parody? But why didn't they just call it the Pie of the Tiger?
It's the Pie of the Viper. It's a Mexican-style breakfast pizza. It's a very specific breakfast item.
Breakfast to bandits. There's also a forest combo, which the forest combo just says oatmeal with brown sugar and seasonal fruit.
Logan, let's end this.
It's over. Not a combo.
It's over.
These menus are exciting.
Drink-wise, you got the Key Wester. which is strawberries, bananas, and yogurt.
You can get a kid's fun-sized adventure.
They do have mimosas and jungle Tonga fever, which is a...
Look what you started, Terry.
The jungle fever is a spicy Bloody Mary.
The what?
With their secret seasoning.
Yes.
Dip a chip. Topped with our famous kettle chips. So they have a Bloody Mary topped with kettle chips.
It's not beef or anything, right?
No.
Okay, all right.
They got your normal stuff.
Yeah.
Rainforest Ricky. Brazilian Freeze. Mm. These are all wrestlers' names, by the way. Key Wester. Forrest Combo. Benedict Bamba. These are all great wrestling names. Coming to the ring, Benedict Bamba, featuring his tag team partner and Rainforest Ricky.
Maybe that's the next thing we do. Maybe we
and
do
the new champion,
a Rainforest
Key
Cafe
Wester.
League.
Wester. All right. By the way, Tukey's all meal, so.
I want to shout out to my sister-in-law, Amanda, who helped plan the trip that I went on, despite my experience in the Magic Kingdom with the Not-So-Scary. She did a fantastic job, and all of the restaurants we went to, I trusted her to do a good job, and she really did. So just wanted to shout her out as well.
I'm glad we were able to wrap it up and have a nice, sincere ending. And with that... That's WW Today for this week. Whether you like it or not, I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes. You took it too far.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I am Matt Lott. I'm Matt Lott.
Way too early. It was Matt Lott in the green, so
that's
you're Matt Lott.
It,
and no. Then
Terry, will you say yours again?
Yeah.
Say yours again, Terry.
And I'm Terry
I'm Matt
Weaver.
Lott. Sorry, I messed it up again. Rob, you start this time.
I'm Rob Johnston.
I'm Matt Lott.
And we'll see you on the next show.